Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. The power of Christ daily, 3rd of October 2015, a Saturday. Title, Truly Forgiven Others, Test It. Truly Forgiven Others, Test It. Now, why test it? Because in the years of ministry, I find that many will say, I've forgiven everybody. They truly believe. One thing, they're not lying. They truly believe. So because they may have some disease, some illness. Now it has been found, even by the non-Christian researchers, they have found that 83 to 93% or something like that, around 90% is diseases are caused by spiritual roots. Unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, self-esteem, no self-esteem and all that. But unforgiveness is a huge thing. It harms us. That is why this title today, God has made me move to talk about this again, truly forgiven, test it. You have to test it whether you're truly forgiven. So today we're going to test how to test it. 2, why must we forgive? 3, benefits of forgiveness or the dangers of not forgiving. The consequences of not forgiving, the benefits of actual forgiveness, and how to do it. If we are unable to, willing to forgive, but unable to because the thoughts are coming back or whatever, how to do this? You are going to deal with all this, and today I pray within this 15-16 minutes, everything can be settled for you. If you follow this, brothers and sisters, I pray I am able to, by God's mercy, I ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to give me the grace to be able to articulate this quickly and systematically so our brothers and sisters can understand this and do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, the first is a test it. How to test it? The simple test is if you close your eyes and look in your mind's eye, look at the person, remember the person. Immediately, if you're feeling distress, if you're feeling anger, you're feeling hurt, you're feeling fear, you're feeling some emotion moving there, then you have not forgiven. Your heart and mind has not forgiven. Your spirit man has been willing to forgive. Why are we willing to forgive? Because Father God said so. In Matthew 6:15 clearly, it says there, if you do not forgive, your Father will not forgive you. Finished. If you do not forgive, your Father God will not forgive you. Simple. And there are, why? It interferes with our relationship with God. It interferes with our relationship with God. We are holding on to our hurt and anger and all. But remember, pastors and servants, remember, many will be willing to forgive, but so be kind to them. Why? Because they're unable to. Many will be unable to. Why? Because pastor and leaders and ministers and servants, I'm telling you directly, please, when they're unable to forgive, you please learn what to do. Please do not think these people are prideful and they really don't want to forgive and all that. No. Some truly want to forgive because they believe in Christ. Some truly love Christ, but they're unable to. Why unable to? Pastors and servants, remember, the difficulties you went through may not be the same level of difficulty the others went through. The brother or sister went through the difficulty, particularly women, have gone through difficulties that you cannot believe. I cannot believe. For instance, in ministry I come to know that many, especially in young girls, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, or whatever, they have been sexually molested by their own relatives. And this unforgiveness and hurt and bitterness and worthlessness all sitting in them right up to 30 something years old, marriages and difficulties. And when I begin to minister by God's mercy, by Jesus' power, and then we begin to dig the roots of it, then we come there. First, it's so difficult for this girl to talk. Why? I understand. But this is, I thought it's only once in a way like this. Many brothers and sisters, many have suffered. Sisters, you will know what I'm talking about. Some relative, they are sitting down there and fiddling the child. The parents may not know because, first of all, many cultures don't care about these things. Oh, the uncle. But this has caused great hurt. So, pastors and servants and ministers and disciples of Christ, your ministering time, remember, kind, love them. the question only remains, do they want to forgive or they don't want to forgive? They don't want to forgive, first of all, those who don't want to forgive, because sometimes they think there's something. Now, God's word, I just added a new one today. You know, he says, if anyone thinks himself, Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Galatians 6:3. If anyone thinks he's something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. He's a fool. Then some translations say he becomes a fool or he's a fool. Now, brothers and sisters, willing to forgive is one thing. Not willing to forgive is another thing completely. That means you're refusing to forgive. If you refuse to forgive, better remember, the consequences are terrible. Sicknesses come. The devil knows that you have been not forgiven and you are against God. Jesus Christ suffered like that to give you the power to forgive. You don't want to forgive. You're against God. Sicknesses will come. Many times you go and do the internet search and you find that non-Christian organization will tell you cancer, many of the roots of cancer is unforgiveness. Why all these brothers and sisters? So be willing to forgive, because if you are a Christian, you will forgive. You want to forgive. Now there are also preachers teaching some ridiculous, I believe it's so demonic logic. Oh, if you didn't forgive also, it's alright. So long you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master and Savior, it's okay. You didn't forgive, it's okay. What nonsense is this, brothers and sisters? Now you yourself read. Don't listen to me. Read Matthew 6:15. Clearly says, if you do not forgive others, Father God will not forgive you. Now, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is the true meaning of this. Does it mean that if you just accepted Jesus Christ, then Father God just forgives you, even though you don't forgive others? No, your conviction, your conscience will tell you something wrong with this teaching. But the way God has told, you know, he said, they'll come with great swelling words, telling this way, the interpretation that way, this way interpretation, this story, that story, one long 1 hour lecture, 1 hour explaining why you still get to heaven, God will still forgive you, you are safe, even though you don't forgive. Now you ask yourself, which one you want to follow? For me, very simple. Whenever there is a way of translating a scripture, and there are two ways I can take things, I will take the one that is harder for my flesh. For my flesh, what my flesh, my heart and mind don't like, I will go and do that to be safe in the scripture. So, supposing a simple thing, suppose I sensed today, I like to eat, I told you all this before. Suppose I went to a shop, Lord Jesus, what should I eat? Then my heart mind says, hey, eat char kway teow, the best in this shop, in this area, this is the best in this shop. Noodles, fried noodles. But I may end up eating something else to tell my heart and mind and my flesh, you stand down. You stand down. Now, brothers and sisters, next thing. So, willing to forgive, but unable to. The test is this. If you look at the person, the mind's eye, you have emotions coming, then you know, the true forgiveness has not taken place. Now, so what we do? The benefits of forgiveness are plenty. Not only that, in Matthew 5:44 and Luke 6:35, it says, love your enemies. So you'll be, your reward is great and you'll be sons of the Most High God. To be sons of the Most High God, we have to love. Why does Jesus put such a command? Because he has done it for us. He has suffered for us. Now, so sit this person down. Brother and sister, if you're having this problem, you sit down and you begin to close your eyes and begin to see this person. When you see this person, all the emotions rising, let it rise. Don't worry about it. Oh, anger coming, bitterness coming, fear coming, sadness coming, hurt coming, all that coming. Let it come. Don't worry about it. Let it come. Jesus is with you. Jesus loves you and is with you. Let it come. Let it all come up. All the demonic powers, let it rise. Let all these negative things, all the evil things, all rise. Let it all come. Now, you don't fear. No fear. Fear also may come, but you don't fear. Nothing will happen here. Jesus is with you right now. Jesus is with you. I assign a warring angel with this person who is doing this, Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. I assign a warring angel to this brother or sister. Warring angel, slay everything in the name of Christ right now in Jesus' name. Now, brother and sister, now look at this. Quickly now look at the cross. Try and imagine the cross, because Jesus Christ is not on the cross. He was there. Now look at the cross. Imagine that he was there suffering. All his skin is torn. The face is torn. He is so terribly tired and exhausted and in pain, in extreme pain. He's hanging from the cross. He's hanging from the cross. He's hanging in the cross. And then he says, forgive them, Father, they do not know what they do. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. Forgive them. Now, you're looking at this. You're looking at this. Now you look back at this person now. Immediately switch back and look at this person in your mind's eye and say, forgive them, Father God. Forgive them. Forgive him, Lord. Forgive him who did this to me. Forgive her who did this to me. Forgive, Lord, because he didn't know what she does. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. You say the same words that Jesus has said. You release the thing. I forgive, Lord. I'm willing to forgive, Lord. I command the spirit of unforgiveness to get out of this person right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of unforgiveness to get out of this sister right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I release love, overflowing love of Christ into this woman, overflowing love of Christ into this man. I release the love of God, love of Christ to fill your heart. Now, sister, brother, look at Jesus Christ, in the heavens, sit at the right hand side of Father God, and he loves you. Fill your heart with love. Fill your heart with love. Love God. Receive the love. Receive the love. Nothing will happen. You love them all. You love them. You love them. Now think of this person and say, Lord, I will love. I will love. I will love because you commanded. You gave me power to love. I will love in the name of Jesus Christ. I love this person. I love this person, Lord. Make me love in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to love so and so. To love, Lord. Not to be afraid anymore. They are messed up. They are in a state like this. I feel sorry. Make me feel sorry for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will love them. Make me love them, Lord. Make me love them. I receive the power of Christ today. My faith is in your faith of Christ, Lord. In your faith that took all this. I take and love this person. I will be able to see this person. Now, brother and sister, when you begin to see this person, you will not sense any of these things anymore. You will not fear. You will not have hatred. You will not have bitterness. You will not have this. Because the love of Jesus Christ has filled your soul to be able to love. To be able to love. To be able to love. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, now. If from time to time this thought come and some other spirit begin to rise back again, you do this again. You do this what you just did. You do this and the power of Christ will rise and your life will be blessed. Why? First of all, no diseases cannot come on you. Diseases, brothers. In fact, many of you will be healed with this alone. When you do this, maybe there's a lump somewhere, it disappears. Lump. Somewhere, growth disappears because of love. As you go along loving this everybody, loving, 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 your whole physical being will change. Your character will change. People will see you change and people will be drawn to you. You humble yourself and love. Brothers and sisters, today, many are suffering like this. They think they are forgiven. But they truly have not forgiven. And the test is this as we just went through. Test it. Test it. Because we want to be presented as a chaste virgin bride to Christ. We want to be presented as a chaste virgin bride to Christ. Our souls must be chaste virgin bride to Christ with no blemish. What blemish? This kind of thing. Unforgiveness and all this rubbish. Spirit of unforgiveness, get out. You have power, brother. You have power, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ to cast out this unforgiveness spirit, get out. Not written bitterness spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, no self-esteem spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Not to return. Failure spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Not to return. Fear spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, get out. Not to return. I receive love. I receive love in the name of Jesus Christ to fill my being with love of God. God is love. As I fill myself with the love of God in me to love others, then I know God is in me. Christ is in me. Why? Love is being filled in my soul for others. Brothers, this is a wonderful thing. To test it, truly forgive others, and your life will change. And pastors, and remember the same thing with me. When I came to the Lord, the pastor said, say I've forgiven all these people. I told him, no, I've not forgiven. I know I must forgive, but I'm not forgiven. I'm unable to forgive. So he said, I don't know, brother, what to do with you. You just pray, because these are the prayers which say for you to accept Christ. So I raised my hands, and then I'm just standing there, completely confused what to say now. The pastor also gave up. He doesn't know what to lead me in prayer. He said, you pray directly to Christ. I've been away from Christ, I've been away from God for a decade, for a 10-year period, I think. I don't. And then, I don't know what to do. Then suddenly I sensed it. Tell the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Tell the truth. So I told Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, I know. I need you. I need you to heal me. I need you to give me life. But I don't know. I cannot forgive. I know your law says I must forgive. If I don't forgive, you will not forgive me. I know that law, Lord. But I'm unable to. As soon as I said I'm dead prayer, I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit prompting me. My body started shaking, and my feet are being lifted like, and then finally I'm slain, I'm lying down there in the spirit. I'm completely healed. Jesus knows when you're unable to forgive. Tell the truth to him. He will take you out and take and change you. To be some speck, your life will not be the same again. And you'll become a wonder to many. You'll become a wonder to many. This is the truth, brothers and sisters. Forgive and love all. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.